This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Tonight we're going to be talking about two things. They seem different, but they are so intertwined. One is astrology, and the other one is the AIM program. And we're going to mix them together and show you why 2011 is going to be a good year. I have with me a very, very special guest tonight. Her name is Kim Marie Weimer, and she and I are both in the AIM program with Stephen Lewis. We both love it, and we are both astrologers. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
How are you doing this evening?
Well, I am doing okay, considering I'm in the Northern Plains, and I think it might be about 3-4 degrees below zero as I speak.
You're in South Dakota.
Yes, yes. And well, so you'd never know we had weather in the 60s this week, would you?
Yeah, we did, but I think I forgot it already.
Really?
I had predicted this very rough winter, and it's been a record breaker. It really, really has. Tonight, we're going to have a call-in show after the first 15 minutes. So all of you listeners, if you'd like to call in and either ask Kim a question or myself a question about your birthday, about astrology, please feel free to do so. Kim, tell me why 2011 is going to be a good year.
Oh, man, Uranus moves into Aries along with Jupiter in Aries, and these are two planets that shake things up, break us free, help us decondition and liberate from the past. Jupiter will be in Aries for a year. It went in January 22nd. It'll be there through January. Well, no, it goes real fast. It'll move into Taurus yet. So it's been in and out of Aries, but Uranus moves into Aries March 11th,
and that's an eight-year
yes.
process. Yeah,
yes,
and the other Aries has been in Jupiter has been in and out of Aries. I think it moves into Taurus in June, and in
yes.
these months between now and June, we're going to have a lot of fires, a lot of sudden, fast moves, big changes, and I think a lot may have to do with world leaders. Look at what happened in Egypt. That was very Uranus, don't you think?
Oh, totally, totally. This is the Jupiter and Uranus in Aries. It will wake people up, really. It will get people up off the couch to create the changes they want to see in their life.
Well, they're almost going to have to. I believe we're going to have dry weather this summer, and I know that the fires are going to spread. That's another Aries trait. And I feel that with the hot weather and with maybe losing crops, that we're going to have to get up and move around and maybe have our own garden. I tell everybody to have a garden and to try to plan for spring. I'm in Pennsylvania, and spring is going to be coming. And we have daffodils early, and I'm excited about that.
I read an interesting article here last week. They said that worldwide food prices increased 29% over the last year.
That was predictable because we've had shortages because of the weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also what we have is the nodes of the moon. The north node is going to move from Capricorn to Sagittarius. The nodes of the moon, which is the emotional past mm-hmm. and future, they move relatively, mean motion is backwards. The north node going into Sag, the south node going into Gemini, that will also dry things up.
It will, and it will make people more country-minded than city-minded. So maybe we'll see some action more in the country than in the city, because Gemini is the city and Sag is the country. And it's going to go over my rising sign. My rising sign in seventh house are Sagittarian Gemini.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I personally have been excited about Uranus moving into Aries, you know, and it's going to be there the next 7 years. It's going to make for an interesting decade, not just the year 2011. And it really is a new energy coming through. And when we have new beginnings, such as what Uranus brings, it can create a certain level of insecurity. So it's really important that people find an inner level of security this year as they get ready for the ride of the decade or the ride. It's going to be an interesting decade. The planetary activities of the outer planets are very active through this teen decade, as we can call it.
Well, you know, it's funny because when we had the last decade started, we had the Wright brothers discovering the airplane, and now we have this decade, and I think that we've got Mars, and I think we've got a lot of space activity, and the solar flares. I think we've got new things coming beyond our dreams, just like we did last time.
And when we segue into the AIM program, Elizabeth, what also sparked for me is the fact that one of the most recent issues of Time magazine was talking about how humans and computers are blending together. And mm-hmm. What was the show Jeopardy, where the computer Watson just beat their top two players?
Right, right.
We're going to continue to see more technological explosions almost faster than we can get a grip on.
Well, you know what? I read an article about how by the time we got to 2030, a lot of our body would be computerized and that the whole complete human being would almost be no more. That made me very sad. That didn't make me feel. It reminds me of Atlantis, of course.
Yeah, I don't know if it will happen. I don't know if it will let go of the human body, but we'll really be starting to have a lot of replaceable parts. Mm-hmm. You know, and some of that can be good, you know. But
yes. You know, I've got your chart right in front of me, and I'm seeing that you're going to be doing a lot of traveling and that you're going to be taking some very serious but steadfast and promising knowledge to the people, out to groups of people.
I see
you starting to do that over this next year.
Yeah.
But I think that 2011 is going to be a good year in the fact that 2010 was really tough. We had that square starting in June, and it went right through the eclipses in January, and a lot of people got spit out of the sky. Some people dropped the body. Some people found that they were ill. Some people also got happy and got some extra money, and their businesses started to go in a different direction than they thought. And a lot of people who lost their jobs are reinventing themselves right in their own home. So there's a little good and a little bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I see it, too. You know, we've got Uranus and Jupiter and Aries, of course, creating all these new beginnings from, because Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. But we also have Neptune, which rules spirituality on the deepest levels possible, entering its own sign of rulership, Pisces, which is the last sign of the zodiac. So I've kind of been looking at 2011 like a revolving door of endings and beginnings.
Can you go into some detail about that, please?
Sure. You know, I am an evolutionary astrologer, and evolutionary astrology is a very spiritually based astrology that's always trying to understand the soul and its ego. When we look at the planet Neptune, we look at that in Jungian terms as the broadest level of the collective conscious unconsciousness. Mm-hmm. Another term for that would be universal source, or all is one. So Neptune will be whatever we can perceive, source, God, goddess, great spirit, pick your word, whatever we perceive that to be, that comes through the archetype of Neptune. And if you think of it in those terms, you know, your traditional astrology will look at Neptune as also disillusions and disappointments. Well, when we don't have a spiritual path and a spiritual connection, that's where we fall out of a sense of meaning and fall into the disillusionment. So Neptune is always, and it's one of those planets that travels very slow around the zodiac. We're talking 165
it's
years.
It's also major for medical breakthroughs, medicine, and new discoveries with that also, Neptune.
Yes, Neptune rules the immune system overall from health and wellness perspective. All of the endocrine glands. Well, Neptune moving into its own sign of Pisces, there is such varied meaning to that. Because, like, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, and it's just me first. Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac, contains all other 11 signs that came before it.
Right.
So this is
right.
why Neptune and Pisces can have such a variety of meaning. And so all across the planet, we will see the entire spectrum of new beginnings and endings for everybody. And while one person becomes the next millionaire, the next person will lose it.
Right, you know, because so, it represents also lies and deceits coming out into the open.
Yes.
And so there'll be a lot of that, especially with politics. Can we have somebody, D'Angelo from Philadelphia, that'd like to ask you a question? Can you take
sure.
a call?
Sure.
Are you
Hello,
there?
Hi, Elizabeth Joyce?
Yes.
Hi. My name is Diandra Mensa. I think you're very great. Just want to let you
thank
know that.
Thank you, Diane.
And thank you
what
for taking my call.
What can we do for you? Kim and I are here.
Oh, hi, Kim. How are you?
Hello. Just fine.
I was born February the 12th, 1980. And I just had questions about what my success will be, or like what direction should I go as far as my career is concerned. And I just want to know exactly what path. Right now I'm in LaSalle University, and I'm
okay,
taking
you have
up criminal
to understand
justice.
that is a question that would take hours to answer, and that we would have to have your full chart. To give you a general answer might be unfair without looking at your entire chart. However, you're at LaSalle. What are you studying?
Criminal justice.
Excellent, don't you think, Kim?
Elizabeth, I have that handy little ephemeris here, so I'm looking up her birth date real quick. You know, and she has got Pluto the Soul and a waxing trine to her Sun in Aquarius, and so communications is your field. I mean, in a generic level, if you will work with your social fields, communicating, advertising, and you said criminal justice, did I hear that?
Yes.
It's
I was thinking about possibly doing law.
What if you will work in an area that is always allowing you to seek out what's fair and just for everyone involved, that's mm-hmm. going to get your creative juices going.
Okay.
Now, again, general birth date, general forecast. Elizabeth was correct in that area.
Yeah,
okay.
It's general. But good luck to you, and let us know. Keep in touch.
I sure will. Thank you.
And now we all have to take a break because we have to listen to these wonderful messages.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be speaking and doing private readings and vibrational healing sessions on the Cruise to 2012 Seminar at Sea on March 5th to March 12th, 2011. We are sailing from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera. It will take place at the time of the Mayan calendar moves into the ninth wave, the ninth evolutionary progression, or the underworld, which happens on March 9th. This is the last and most significant wave on the Mayan calendar when humanity moves into universal consciousness. The last two waves were hit in 1999 and in 1755. This next one will cause a huge shift in consciousness. We will be celebrating this new wave on the cruise. Some of our awesome speakers include Carl Joan Kallman, the foremost expert on the Mayan calendar and author of The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, Damian Brinkley, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Chandra Ray, Michelle White Dove, Susan Chomsky, and Michael Corey. Plus, there will be an amazing Peruvian Incan shaman named Malaku. I am really excited about being a presenter on this cruise, and I want you to join me. Please consider it. We are going to have a fantastic time. Email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net or call me at 201-934-8986 for more information. Also, you can go to www.cruiseinto2012.com. Hope to see you aboard.
This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Join me next week when my guests will be Charlie and Daniela, authors of Conversations with a Light Being, How to Be Peaceful on a Confused Planet. Red and Krill are light beings from another dimension. Red is the light being that they speak to the most. He is an actual being from another planet who speaks with them, and several predictions, both personal and global, that Red's spoken of have come to pass. An interesting thing about Red is that he seems to be an average guy from another planet. He does not come off as a savior or someone who knows it all. In fact, since Charlie and Daniela have been speaking to him, he has told them many times that he does not know the answers to all the questions that they've asked him. Red has a sense of humor, which makes him very likable, and they've asked him many questions of their own. They've asked him questions from other people, and he always gives good advice. So after doing this for a while, they decided to ask him if he had any specific information for humanity in general. And the end result is conversations with a light being, how to be peaceful on a confused planet. So please tune in next week, February 27th at 9 p.m., to learn more about Charlie and Daniela and their friend Red. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net. Elizabeth Joyce was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing, and she has studied with some of the world's best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul, and she's created a teaching and informative website. The website, new-visions.com, has more than 1 million visitors since 2005, and Visions of Reality can help you guide your future by working within. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness classes, and she writes informative articles and books, as well as personal one-on-one counseling with her psychic awareness. For more than 30 years, she has worked with clients worldwide to help them reach their highest potential. She removes blocks, talks with the other side, performs regressions, and clears haunted spaces. She'll guide your finances, love life, relationships, and family life, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance and pleasure. So visit new-visions.com for more information. You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night, just in case you feel you wanna hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket.
That was my Perry Como, and he's out doing astrology, Kim. He's catching a falling star.
I love it.
We have Cheryl on the phone, and she wanted to ask a question of us. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, ladies. How are you? I'm so glad I got through to you.
Well, we are, too. What can we do for you? What's your question?
I was wondering on my birth date, since you know the astrology of everything, if you see any moves or any...
Well, when is your birth date, please? Day and year, month?
March 2nd.
Okay.
1954.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will tell you, Cheryl, that I happen to know, since you're a Pisces and I'm a Pisces, that a huge change is going to be coming to you before the month of June comes in. And if that is a desire for you to move, if that's what you want, then absolutely it's coming. And you may be surprised as to how that gels, but I'm sure that it will be coming to you. What do you feel, Kim?
Ooh, she's got lots of Pisces in her chart, and so she's going to have lots of opportunities for changes over the next few years. Neptune moving into Pisces, and so you really want to learn how to follow your intuitive inner side, follow your heart, because, you know, this is going to be some strong Pisces energy over this next decade, and it's a time for you to get in touch with your deep intuition.
Well, of course, I teach meditation now, Cheryl, and I teach meditation classes and how to get in touch with your blessed higher self. Are you a meditator?
I am, yes.
Good. And have you felt that you've had stronger dreams lately?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, isn't it wonderful? It's all the new fifth dimension energies.
Yes.
So I do feel good things for you. I think you're going through a little bumpy time right now. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm kind of in a waiting mode for some.
Right.
Some
you're waiting for it all to unfold.
Down the road, yeah.
But I think it will. You know, we just had the full moon on Friday, Kim, and it was in the last degree of Leo, and it represents success if we get away from rage and fear and revenge. One of the highest awards of conference, one of the highest awards of the astrology conference is the Regulus Award. You know about Regulus?
Yep. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kim, tell us a little bit about Regulus. Thank you, Cheryl, for your call.
Thank you.
I am not an expert on that. I'm just said I was agreeing. I'm aware of it, Elizabeth.
It just represents a high planet, one of royalty. Right?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah.
So what do you think over the next 2 weeks with this Leo full moon energy? What's going to happen?
Well, the other thing that's going on is what you know, that full moon was a last degree of Aquarius Leo, but we've also got Mercury, Mars, and Neptune hanging out at 28, 29, 30 degrees Aquarius, and so you're correct. This time period, right now tonight while we're speaking, everybody's buttons is kind of being pushed right now. And
absolutely.
We have to be real careful to breathe deep, because what we're doing is we're re-triggering ourselves, because unconscious stuff is coming up. And if we're not taking time to chill out, breathe deep, recognize that energy from the past that just wants to trip us up again, we'll go in that direction.
It does bring anger. I've had a lot, you know, my Mercury is at 28 degrees, so it's smack on my Mercury. And I've had a lot of disturbances over the past 6 weeks. And I'm in the process of changing house and home. So it's a little difficult for me, because you don't know, you know, what the next step is. So you really have to put your best foot forward, open your heart, and meditate and see what comes. Allow for more room in your life, you know, more creativity, more of what you want to do to fulfill yourself. And I guess you can't really worry about the outcome. Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You know, this last week of February, we also have Jupiter making the last of three squares to Pluto. These are first quarter squares, so crises in action. And so there's a lot of energy this last week of February that is pushing our buttons, pushing the insecurities, and yet there are new steps that we're meant to take. And
right.
it going within is the only way we can get those deepest answers to give us that courage to go into the unknown.
You know what this triggers, though, Kim? It triggers your driving, poor driving. Have you noticed the road and the arrogance on the road? Everybody's
oh, yeah.
in a hurry, and everybody wants to get in everybody else's way, and they push and they shove and all that type of thing.
Yeah. You know, something that just popped into my mind to talk about, Joyce, is even though we do not have Venus and Mars retrogrades in 2011, mm-hmm. those planets retrograde every other year, we do have Saturn, which is kind of like the structure of consciousness, the boundaries of our space and time and what we can manage in the world. Saturn's going through 2.5 years in Libra, and it's the only planet retrograde right now, and it is making very interesting aspects to both Chiron and Neptune as they move out of Aquarius, move into Pisces. And so I've come to the conclusion that this is still a year that's going to be quite active in regard to relationships for everybody.
And I think that we should mention that Chiron is the healer. So
yes,
if you've had trouble with relationships, if you've had separation and pain, I believe that this is going to bring forth the opportunity to heal. As a matter of fact, I think over the next several weeks, Kim, there's an opportunity to increase your intuition, heal your spirit, practice forgiveness, and gradually find your way through the fog.
Yes, yes, exactly. This aspect that Saturn makes to Chiron, wounded healer, Neptune, source energy or the disillusionment if we're not connected in, this aspect of Saturn to Chiron and Neptune can be one of relationship letdown, relationships
mm-hmm.
not turning out the way I thought they would.
Or
and
endings.
So, yes, endings. It's going to require all of us to minimize what we project out there onto the partner or looking for the partner. And it's really going to require us to kind of retune that inner relationship with self to then see it reflected differently out there with our intimate partners, friendships, coworkers. It can include a wide variety of relationships.
Right, and you know what I've been noticing? I have some older people as clients, and they're finding that their spouses are starting to go into dementia, starting to be forgetful, going into a depression, not wanting to eat, not feeling good, not feeling on top of their game, and feeling
mm-hmm.
like they don't want to live anymore because they don't have any kind of a reason, an opportunity, a goal. And I think that that's something that needs to be worked on, too. That's part of it.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Yeah.
So March and April are going to turn up the heat with a lot of planetary action. And
oh,
I think
March
we really...
Go ahead. Yeah, sorry. March and April, we've got the next Mercury retrograde, Elizabeth, in Aries, with Jupiter
yeah.
in Aries and Uranus in Aries. And so it's just like, breathe deep, slow down, pay attention, because there's so much fiery, electrical, kinetic energy going on for this spring. Everybody's going to, as I tease my teenager, if you go 3 steps forward, you got to come back and clean up the first and second step. So you really want to be able to pace yourself through this energy. I mean, it's lots of opportunity. And
Aries is new beginnings. It really uh-huh. is. And so it's the beginning of the zodiac. So we are starting a huge new cycle with Mars and with Uranus and Jupiter. It's a new cycle that is 12 years, it comes every 12 years. And sometimes we have to give up the past before we can go into the new. And that's the pain
mm-hmm.
right now.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Exactly. Yes, I do. I really do, and I think that's one of the deeper things to this long transit of Neptune in Pisces, its own sign of rulership, for the rest of this decade. And that's that revolving door again. And in 2011, everything we are seeing in this year is going to follow through in the decade. You've got to let go where it's no longer working, and you've got to find how flexible you can be to open up to the new that's coming your direction.
And if you stay in the moment and you go with your intuition and you do meditate frequently, you ought to be able, with the help of Chiron, to get some insight, even if you're taking half steps to get to your goal, in spite of the fact that you feel wounded.
Yes.
Yep, you
I
can
agree
do
with
it.
That one.
And you know, you just do it a little at a time. And we're going to talk a lot more about this and the AIM program after we come back from these messages.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Youth in a Jar is an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net.
Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be speaking and doing private readings and vibrational healing sessions on the Cruise to 2012 Seminar at Sea on March 5th to March 12th, 2011. We are sailing from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera. It will take place at the time of the Mayan calendar moves into the ninth wave, the ninth evolutionary progression, or the underworld, which happens on March 9th. This is the last and most significant wave on the Mayan calendar when humanity moves into universal consciousness. The last two waves were hit in 1999 and in 1755. This next one will cause a huge shift in consciousness. We will be celebrating this new wave on the cruise. Some of our awesome speakers include Carl Joan Kalaman, the foremost expert on the Mayan calendar and author of The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, Damian Brinkley, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Chandra Ray, Michelle White Dove, Susan Chomsky, and Michael Corey. Plus, there will be an amazing Peruvian Incan shaman named Malaku. I am really excited about being a presenter on this cruise, and I want you to join me. Please consider it. We are going to have a fantastic time. Email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net or call me at 201-934-8986 for more information. Also, you can go to www.cruiseinto2012.com. Hope to see you aboard. This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Bonnie McDade and I are looking for guests for our show throughout the fall and winter months. Let's Find Out is on bbsradio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evenings. It's a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates that we co-host, and we discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus name email list every week to promote our guests. This is a great way to advertise yourself and your business. So if you have an interest, send us an email or get in touch with bbsradio.com, and we'd be happy to have you on. Thank you.
You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. Tonight, the book that we're recommending is Planets in Transit, Life Cycles for Living by the famed astrologer Robert Hand. This is the definitive work on transiting planets. Its psychological insight and its completeness as a reference book have brought Robert Hand recognition as the leading astrologer of his generation. Hand takes a humanistic, multi-leveled approach to the meanings of all of the astrological transits, the events that may happen, the feelings that you may experience, and the possibility of each transit for growth and awareness of the soul. This book covers complete delineations of all the major transits, conjunctions, sextiles, squares, trines, and oppositions that occur between the transiting sun, moon, and all the planets to each planet in the natal chart, as well as the ascendant and midheaven. These 720 lucid delineations are full of insight for both the professional astrologer and the beginning. In Planets in Transit, the element of time is added to the chart's interpretation. Learn how the movements of the sun, the moon, and the planets are affecting your natal chart differently every day, bringing new energetic patterns, new experiences, and new opportunities for self-knowledge in your life. Planets in Transit by Robert Hand. It is a staple and a must in your library. Go pick it up, learn your astrology, and let's find out what's happening on a daily astrological basis.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes, don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart from me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights.
Too many nights. Too many
stars. I got the stars in my eyes. I got Sun, the Mercury, Mars, and Uranus all in Aquarius right in my eyes, Kim. What am I going to do?
Take a deep breath.
You think I'm going to be a star?
Really? Well, you know, Aquarius is the sign of seeing the future.
Well,
you know what we call Groundhog's Day, don't you? That's always the beginning of February, but it's always the halfway point through the sign of Aquarius. That's when all our ancestors would cast the future. And so, hey, honey, Aquarius is a very visionary sign. I like Aquarius.
That's why I'm psychic.
Exactly.
You know, I predicted all the snow, and there's some other things that I predicted too. Last year I predicted the Haitian earthquake, and I did predict 9/11, and I also predicted that we have a breakup in one of the Mideast countries, and it was Egypt. So we got more coming after that. I just hope that it doesn't cause more problems. I'm not sure that Egypt is going to be quite as good with us as they have it in the past. I think we have some tough stuff to work through, but maybe Chiron will come in and help.
Yeah, let's hope so, because I think it's going to be an interesting decade for that whole area of the world.
I do too.
It's going to be unrest there for quite a while, and I expect it to show up here in the United States as well, just not to such a degree. Mm-hmm. But
we always have our share of terrorism, I guess. Mm-hmm. I wanted you to give your website, Kim.
Evolutionaryastrology.net. Again, www.evolutionaryastrology.net.
And my website is new-visions.com. So let's get back to the AIM program and maintaining optimum health. Let's talk about what's going on with Stephen Lewis right now. It's very exciting.
Oh, he's to me a modern-day Einstein. You know, this program of energetic balancing that he's created, it allows people like you and I, long-term participants, to receive 500,000 healing frequencies via our photograph 24/7 anywhere in the world we go. I'm reaching the 11-year mark on this program, Elizabeth, which to me I find fascinating. Time flew so fast. But now I can look back on a decade and go, wow, I don't
live in... Well, I just hit 13 years.
Did you? Well,
yeah, I did.
I don't live in fear of the, you know, dis-ease imbalances that we have. I just think this is the most remarkable thing since sliced bread, to use it that way. But in reality, it's like this is such a beautiful Aquarian, which means future-orientated healing modality that's here now.
And it's silent. And, you know, people don't realize what happens when you've got somebody over in China having pollution, somebody over in India or Pakistan maybe sending off a bomb, and then somebody over in Afghanistan shooting, and how all of that comes together in the upper atmosphere, and then it gets into the jet stream, and it comes towards, it goes around the world, basically, and it brings frequencies. It brings harmful frequencies that have to be worked out. And that's what the AIM program does. Anything that's new, which Stephen calls man-made because of all of this stuff that we go through, they're man-made frequencies, and they're new, and they can really cause havoc. Before I met him, I was in the hospital every 6 months. But after I met Stephen Lewis and Louise Hay, that stopped.
Oh, yeah. I was the same way. Before I had started the AIM program of energetic balancing, I was the person who would catch the colds every, you know, 3-4 times a year, and now I just don't even get sick. I love it. I mean, any physical imbalance you can think of has an energy behind it, and what we do is provide the balancing energy to that imbalance, and you heal it energetically, and you do not have to go through the manifestations of the imbalance, the feeling
and
sick, etc.
If you do get something, it goes in 24 hours, it's gone. I've gotten uncomfortable for 24 hours, and then I make sure that I meditate, and I just get in and try to see what's going on, because it usually is a disturbance, and that's where Louise Hay helps, because you can look at her affirmations or at her body descriptions and know what emotion is going on, and it's gone by the time you finish your meditation. But you do have to take the time to do it. Remember, this is a ministry. Kim, I wanted to ask you for your phone number for the AIM program, because anybody out in South Dakota and out in the West can call you.
Sure. I have a toll-free number. It's 877-348-5111. I'll repeat it. It's 877-348-5111.
Is that a toll-free number, Kim?
Yes, it is.
And I wanted to say that you get people to go on the AIM program, but you also do a great job of educating them while they're on it. You do CDs and you do all kinds of reports, and I think it's fabulous what you do. So you do really follow up with it. Mm-hmm. And you have an AIM website, and I have an AIM website. So why don't you give your AIM website?
For energetic balancing, mine is
yes.
AIM, A-I-M, energeticbalancing.com.
And mine is AIM, A-I-M, 2, the number 2, livewell.info. And on both sites, you'll see who supports us. A lot of famous people support the work. And you can also download forms and get them to either one of us. If you're on the other side of the Mississippi, you would call Kim. And if you're on this side in New York area, that would be Elizabeth Joyce. And we would both be very happy to help you maintain your optimum health by learning and participating in the AIM program. There's also a book, isn't there, Kim?
Yes, Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness by Stephen Lewis and Evan Slauson.
And it really does tell great stories.
Yeah. Usually just if you enter Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, I'm pretty sure people can easily find it on Amazon. I do carry the book. We have it on paperback or audio CDs so people can understand the history of this leading-edge spiritual technology and how it came into being.
And is it on Kindle?
That part I don't know. I don't know if it's on Kindle yet.
I thought that had just gone on Kindle too. But anyway, you'll be able to get it and get the information.
Sure.
So what is the most important thing about the AIM program for you, Kim?
You know, we can't minimize the quality of well-being on that physical level when we balance all our frequencies. However, I would like to say that I still distinctly remember the first year I went on AIM and the emotional healings that I had. We have frequencies, those 500,000 or 500,000 frequencies. We have the category that's called enhancing frequencies. Mm-hmm. And I like to describe those as emotional, mental, and spiritual frequencies for more peace, clarity, intuition. So, for instance, Stephen has put frequencies on the program that will relate to unconditional love.
Right.
He has frequencies for prosperity.
He also has, calming the heart.
Yes. I like to tell people that any emotion you can think of that you would quote-unquote call negative, there are frequencies to help balance or neutralize that.
And I think the most important time that it may come is if you've had a broken heart. And we know that a lot of people are going through that right now, Kim, because of the astrological changes. And so this is how they can be combined together. When you know that you're going through a tough astrological transit and you're on the AIM program, you know that when you meditate, you're going to get optimum results.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Most definitely.
Now we're going to stop for one more break, and then we have a little bit more before we finish up.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The 3 spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Join me next week when my guests will be Charlie and Daniela, authors of Conversations with a Light Being, How to Be Peaceful on a Confused Planet. Red and Krill are light beings from another dimension. Red is the light being that they speak to the most. He is an actual being from another planet who speaks with them, and several predictions, both personal and global, that Red's spoken of have come to pass. An interesting thing about Red is that he seems to be an average guy from another planet. He does not come off as a savior or someone who knows it all. In fact, since Charlie and Daniela have been speaking to him, he has told them many times that he does not know the answers to all the questions that they've asked him. Red has a sense of humor, which makes him very likable, and they've asked him many questions of their own. They've asked him questions from other people, and he always gives good advice. So after doing this for a while, they decided to ask him if he had any specific information for humanity in general. And the end result is Conversations with a Light Being, How to Be Peaceful on a Confused Planet. So please tune in next week, February 27th at 9 p.m., to learn more about Charlie and Daniela and their friend Red.
Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be speaking and doing private readings and vibrational healing sessions on the Cruise to 2012 Seminar at Sea on March 5th to March 12th, 2011. We are sailing from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera. It will take place at the time of the Mayan calendar moves into the ninth wave, the ninth evolutionary progression, or the underworld, which happens on March 9th. This is the last and most significant wave on the Mayan calendar when humanity moves into universal consciousness. The last two waves were hit in 1999 and in 1755. This next one will cause a huge shift in consciousness. We will be celebrating this new wave on the cruise. Some of our awesome speakers include Carl Joan Kalaman, the foremost expert on the Mayan calendar and author of The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, Damian Brinkley, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Chandra Ray, Michelle White Dove, Susan Chomsky, and Michael Corey. Plus, there will be an amazing Peruvian Incan shaman named Malku. I am really excited about being a presenter on this cruise, and I want you to join me. Please consider it. We are going to have a fantastic time. Email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net or call me at 201-934-8986 for more information. Also, you can go to www.cruiseinto2012.com. Hope to see you aboard.
The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net. You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Count every star in the midnight sky. Count every rose, every firefly.
A million of them out there. Kim, there's stars and there's solar flares, and can you really find a soulmate by looking at two astrological charts and putting them together?
Oh, yes, definitely. And it doesn't mean soulmates don't have lessons to learn.
Oh, well, you know, I think there's three kinds of soulmates. I think there's the Saturn soulmate, where you are learning maybe lessons of the parents or some hard lessons. Then I think there's the trine soulmate, where everything, you know, you have the grand trine in the chart, and you know you've had a million lifetimes, and you seem to be pretty syndicated with each other. And then there's the one where they're brand new soulmates. They've chosen to become soulmates for the first time in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
So they each have different experiences. That's why you said there's many different kinds of soulmates.
Mm-hmm. And many different lessons to learn. You know, how I look at astrology in general is the fact that, you know, human consciousness, if you look at ourselves, you know, we're kind of complicated. And astrology just represents that in consciousness for us. And yet, with all that complication, astrology gives us the roadmap. It gives us the clues. It helps us understand, oh, this is why I'm this way, this is why they're that way, and this is how it works when our energies mesh together. And so, you know, to me, astrology gives us such a good guide map so we're not so confused.
And I can give you an example. I'll work with married couples, and I'll notice that their moons are opposite. And I'll go, you're married, you have a couple of kids, but you bring the kids up differently, and you both have different belief systems. And they look at me, and they think I'm psychic. But it's really that their moons are opposite each other.
Right.
And
right.
It works.
Or,
it does.
Or you have a marriage where the two people have their moon conjunct in the same sign, and they're kind of on the same page with their parenting.
Oh, that's excellent. Yes. Jung said that when your moon is conjunct, that you really can work in harmony very well. And he wanted all of the people that were in personnel and hiring to put people of the same harmony together to do jobs, because he said it would be a lot easier, and then you wouldn't have all those constant power plays.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, finding a soulmate is ideal, and of course it's a big thing in the United States, but it does take a lot of work to keep any relationship going. I did want to mention one thing. This coming Saturday in Pennsylvania, in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, we are going to have a psychic fair, the BCMA, which is something I founded, Kim. It's the Bucks County Metaphysical Association, and we do work for charity. And our charity this time is the Little Dogs and Cats, the Animals, the SPCA. And we're going to have a wonderful time. We're going to have psychic readers, and we're going to have body workers, and we're going to have a lot of information about the AIM program. So come to the James Laura House in Doylestown Saturday, the 26th of February, between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. And we'll all be there to meet you. Bonnie McDade and I will both be there. So I did want to mention that one thing. Well, Kim, we're going to wrap it up. What do you see ahead for the next few months?
Well, the next few months is hold on to the seat of your pants with this Mercury retrograde and Mars and Jupiter and Uranus and the Sun all in Aries. Calm down. Don't get so hot. You know, tempers will flare. You know, Aries is that initiator of the zodiac, and it wants complete freedom, and it can't handle anything that constrains it. And yet Aries is meant to run up against others, Libra, the polarity, and go and learn through the action reaction. And so it really behooves us to just take some deep breaths and calm down through all the changes of the spring. And I think, because like you said earlier, the zodiac is it rebirths every spring. So there's always the hope in the midst of the chaos this spring.
And the one thing to remember is, again, driving on the road, because other people are not going to be understanding of you. Not for the next few months. They're going to be in their own stuff, in their own world. So try not to agitate. Try to, you know, give wherever you can and just be laid back. Right, Kim? Because you don't want to start a problem.
Yeah. That is excellent advice. The whole calm down with the driving thing, and it'll be much smoother.
And any kind of traveling. I'm going to be flying to California to go on the cruise, and I expect that there might be a little turbulence there too. But that's going to be early March. Anyway, it was wonderful having you on the air, Kim, and I hope that you'll come back.
Well, thank you. I would love to.
And just give your website one more time so people could reach you and that phone number for the AIM program.
Sure. Website is www.evolutionaryastrology.net. And my toll-free number works for my astrology or the energetic balancing of the AIM program. And that number is 877-348-5111.
And mine is the AIM, A-I-M, 2, the number 2, livewell.info. And my 24-hour service is 201-934-8986. Thank you again, Kim. And now we're going to get ready to begin our meditation, which is the Sat Nam and working your chakras. Good night, and we'll see you all next week when Bonnie McDade is here with her special guest.
Sit with both feet flat on the floor, lean back, and relax. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Sit with your spine straight, and we are going to begin the Sat Nam. You turn your head to the left for the word Sat. You come back to the center. Then you turn your head to the right for Nam. Sat Nam means with God. It's Sanskrit. We're going to do this exercise 16 times. Sat Nam, 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 Sat Nam. Take a deep breath and hold. Release the breath. Now I want you to start breathing from your solar plexus. Breathe in and out very quickly. This is called the breath of fire. And we will do this for 30 seconds to 1 minute. It's good for you to get this exercise up to 3 minutes if possible, but that can take almost a year to do. So let's begin with the breath of fire. Keep it going. Almost there. Take a deep breath and hold. Now I want you to begin the ring of fire. Picture a huge fire ring around the top of your head. And we're going to bring it down over the body. Let's burn away your negativity. Bring down the ring of fire. Bring it down over the body, around the hips, down the legs, and throw it into the center of the earth. We'll do this 2 more times. Ring of fire around the top of the head, down the shoulders, around the body, down the legs, and throw it into the center of the earth. Ring of fire above the top of the head, down the shoulders, around the body, around the hips, down the legs, and throw it into the center of the earth. Now be still for a moment, closing your eyes. Do not open your eyes during a meditation because that breaks the circuit. The electrical circuit that you're building. We're going to start working the chakras. So we're going to do swirling wheels of light. And we'll picture the color red. We'll have a swirling wheel of light. And it will come in to the third eye. And it will be placed down at the bottom of your spine. And it always swirls in a clockwise position. So bring in the root chakra. Swirling whirl of red light. Place it at the base of your spine. The root chakra represents fidelity, loyalty, strength, and service. Now we'll picture an orange swirl of light. Bring that into the body and down and place it above the root chakra. This is your second chakra or your health chakra. Swirling orange light. And the words for the second chakra are receiving and creativity. Now we're going to picture a larger circle of green light. This is the solar plexus and it is the largest chakra on the body. Bring the green swirling wheel into your third eye and bring it down and place it behind your navel. This is your solar plexus chakra. and the words to put into your solar plexus chakra are gut feeling reaction, integrity, the will, and knowing what to do. The root chakra is the last yang chakra. Now we go to the heart center. So we'll bring in a yellow swirling wheel of light, always going in a clockwise position, and it's going to come in right at your heart. Bring in this beautiful yellow light. Yellow wheel of swirling light is your heart center. And this brings you joy, happiness, laughter, and good feelings. Also, forgiveness is at the heart center. So let that wheel turn for you along with the others in a perfectly balanced harmony. Now we'll begin with the yin chakras. Picture a swirling light blue wheel of light and bring that into the throat center, which is a little bit below the neck, just at your clavicle. So let's see this beautiful swirling blue light, and the words for the throat chakra are sincerity, clarity, abundance, affluence, as well as discernment. So let that come in, and then we'll start the dark blue indigo light for the third eye. And we'll swirl that wheel, and we'll bring that right into the third eye. Feel that swirling around you. Feel your third eye perhaps throbbing a bit. The third eye represents your freedom. The third eye is where you watch your etheric body go out of you and go other places to do other things. This is where you witness the out-of-body experience as well as your past lives and your astral projection. The words for the third eye are freedom, knowledge, wisdom, and clarity. And that is the third eye. And now we'll go on to the crown center. Picture a beautiful violet silver light coming into your top of your head. This is the crown center, and the light is coming down from the divine. And this is opening up your thousand petal lotus blossom at the top of your head. And the words for the crown chakra are bliss, grace, immortality. And this is what joins you to your blessed higher self as well as your soul school. Open up the crown chakra and allow the Chakti energies to come in through the body and go down through all the chakras down to your root chakra. Sit for a minute and let the chakra wheels spin. Now very carefully, I want you to go into the root chakra and push it up to the second chakra, up to the solar plexus, up to the heart center, up to the throat center, and push the chakras out through your third eye. Release the chakras back into the universe to do their recharging for you. And now let's bring down that thousand petal lotus blossom out through the third eye and release the chakra out into the universe so it can recharge for you when you're ready to work your chakras again. And now you can just sit and surround yourself with white light. Surround yourself with white light as much as you can. You're inside an egg. Picture that, and picture this wall coming around you that's very, very, very thick. Very thick white light wall. This is your wall of protection, and you will use it throughout the day to protect you, to guide you, as well as to keep any negativity off of your body. It will just bounce off of your auric shield. So sit and build your auric shield. And when you are finished, please thank Spirit by saying, God grant me health, protection, and guidance. Thank you, Spirit. And then it's always best to sit for a few minutes and let your mind and your feelings, as well as your blessed higher self, wander out there in the universe, just in case there's a message to be brought back to you. So sit for another few moments, and then do some deep breathing. Take a deep breath. Take another deep breath, and allow yourself to come back into the room. You have just cleared yourself of negativity and worked your chakras.